it's Karen Webster for payments.com, and I'm here today with Mario Shulyavsky, who is Senior Vice President and Group Head of Emerging Payments for MasterCard. Mario, thanks for joining me today.
Karen, great to be here. Thank you for having me.
So lots of excitement coming out of MasterCard this year so far, and we're just getting started. One of those exciting developments is the MasterCard Masters of Code Hackathon, which you announced at the end of last year and starts this week in Australia. So let's chat a little bit about that today. The first installment, which is the Sydney installment, is focused on mobile commerce innovation. So I'd like to ask you a couple of basic questions. Why did you guys decide to do a hackathon, and why did you decide to start in Australia?
Great. Well, we're super excited to be starting on this path. This is actually one of a few ways in which we're looking to engage with developers and startups and innovators across the world in commerce in general. And let me just maybe start a little bit with what the vision is for us to even conceive this Masters of Code Hackathon series. You know, we've been working hard at opening up more of the assets and products of MasterCard via API to be more broadly accessible to developers, startups, non-traditional partners of MasterCard, with the hope that we can power a lot of the new innovations and enable a lot of new innovations that happen in commerce and payments, in the hope that all the unique and fantastic products that we've built over the years will become kind of the operating system, if you will, of the next generation of commerce. One way for us to generate this set of innovations around the world is for us to present and enable startups and businesses and developers with APIs that they can use that connect to the MasterCard products and services. So why a hackathon? Well, that's kind of where the rubber meets the road for developers, right? They come in with their ideas in team and get to really implement the tools and the products that we've built into their ideas to help them grow these ideas into businesses. The selection of Sydney is one simply where to start. I mean, Sydney has a vibrant community of developers and startups in general, very much focused on innovation and payments and in commerce. So it was a natural choice for us in the Asia-Pacific region. And of course, the series goes around the world, and it's a multi-city, multi-geography series of developer events that culminate with a grand finale for 2015. And of course, this is, again, supposed to be a multi-year program. But in 2015, we'll culminate with grand finale in December in Silicon Valley, where we'll invite each of the winners from each of the city hackathons that we have to compete for the grand prize of being named Masters of Code.
That sounds really exciting and a really great idea. I liked your description of MasterCard as the operating system for digital commerce and your approach to enabling these entrepreneurs to access your APIs to really further that. Let's talk a little bit about the tools that you're making available as part of the hackathon. So what is it that developers and the entrepreneurs who participate get to access?
So they get access to the sandbox for each of the products that we've built via API. And we have a range of products that you can see at developer.mastercard.com that are already live, and a whole set of others that are in the pipeline. Anything from MasterCard's wallet platform, MasterPass, to loyalty platform products, to fraud services and fraud solutions, to products that leverage the data that MasterCard has and package that up. And as an example is location. So ATM locations, merchant locations, cashback locations, that data packaged in an API that developers can utilize and plug into their applications. All of that is there for developers to use in whatever application they're building. Along with that, we encourage developers to utilize third-party APIs. And in fact, we just had an internal developer event in the New York City office last week, Thursday and Friday, and it was fantastic to see even our internal teams utilize a bunch of APIs from various providers, whether it's Google or Twilio or others, that enhance the products and services that they are creating.
I was reading an article not long ago about weather data and how weather data mashed up with lots of other location-based data and offer data can really also be very helpful for merchants in driving sales. Sitting here in Boston in the middle of a snowstorm, I can only imagine how useful that might be for me today.
Same here. Sitting in New York in a snowstorm is the same. Yes, absolutely.
So do each of your cities have different themes?
They do, yes. So Australia, we're starting with mobile commerce innovation. We have various themes depending on the geography and depending on what each market is focused on. As an example, in Tel Aviv, we go with security as a theme, as a lot of innovation in Israel happening around cybersecurity. In Brazil, it'll be around financial inclusion and commerce innovation. So yes, each geography, each city will have its own theme and its own set of featured API services for MasterCard, along with some partner APIs as well.
Interesting. So part of the fun of a hackathon is really letting the creative juices of these innovators flow and for them to develop their own ideas and applications. But Mike, I'm curious if you have your own wish list of things that you'd like to see come out of this. Do you have such a wish list?
Well, part of the reason for doing this hackathon series is for us to truly open it up wide to any idea, any developer, any startup around the world, trying to attract the best and brightest in the world to focus on innovation and commerce and payments. That said, do tend to have areas of focus, and that's why one of the reasons for us to have themes in each of the hackathons, so that we can further refine kind of the focus of each of the teams. We're looking at innovations around the consumer merchant experience. We're looking at innovations around person-to-person payments. We're looking at innovations of utilizing our data in new, unexpected ways. One example I'll give you is recently we saw that one of the winners of a previous hackathon competition we had participated in the Money 2020, a team by the name of Enercharge, just won one of the tracks in the CES hackathons. And their idea is around restaurants and how to make that experience of not having to wait for the waiter a much more seamless experience. So that is definitely, you know, the vertical focus of each of the merchant and consumer experience is one that we're looking for solutions in, whether it's, you know, especially one that are not very efficient, somewhat broken today, and heavy in cash usage. One example, again, is parking. So a lot of the parking structures, certainly around New York and around the world, have a lot left to be desired in terms of the experience. And in terms of the cash usage, and of course, any idea that converts cash into digital payments, ideally through MasterCard, is one that we'll embrace.
Well, it's also interesting to see how just the ability to embed payment into an idea creates a whole ecosystem that wouldn't have been able to survive if payment wasn't possible. I mean, there's so many examples of, you know, the collaborative sharing economy that we're observing. It'll be interesting to see how all of these efforts that you are supporting through the hackathon create new ecosystems.
Only one of the ways in which we engage with developers, we have a whole set of other partners that we work with that are equally focused, whether it's AT&T in a series that we did last year, whether it's San Francisco Airport is one example that is very interesting and unique. Various other partners around the world, as well as our StartPath program, which is a way for us to help these ideas and teams that are really starting at the kernel stage grow it to really make it into a business. And so we work with these partners around the world in each of the cities to engage with the right set of developers, bring those on board, and of course the hope is that we will attract the brightest developers and the ones that are truly interested in building businesses on the back of the ideas that they have and on the back of the APIs that they're going to use from MasterCard.
How will you decide who wins? What's that process look like?
So, as a typical hackathon, once the development is complete and everyone's submitted their ideas, we'll have a panel of judges who are representatives from the industry, from the region, from MasterCard and some of our partners. And generally the criteria are how creative was the solution, was it solving a real pain problem, what was the user experience like and how well was that designed, how well was an API integrated into that experience, especially a MasterCard API, and lastly, how likely is that idea or that prototype to be successful in the market.
What happens after Sydney? Where are you off to next?
So we have a whole series of events. You can see them at womenmastersofcode.com. After Sydney, we're off to Singapore and then Hong Kong, Tel Aviv, Brazil, Europe, the U.S., Canada, a bunch of cities around the world. And then we culminate with a grand finale in Silicon Valley in December, December 5th and 6th, where we'll have each of the winners from each of the regional hackathons compete for the grand prize. The grand prize is not just the ability to call yourself a master of code, but it's also a monetary prize of $100,000, plus the ability to take advantage of some kind of business-related services from MasterCard, like some free processing from Simplify Commerce up to $250,000 for your business, being able to be part of the mentor class in StartPath and with the OpenAPI team for a period of 6 months to help you grow your business, as well as a surprise breakfast experience in California.
Wow. Well, I hope one of the apps that someone develops is what to do with all the frequent flyer miles that you'll be racking up, Mario, because it sounds like you're going to be on the road here.
Yes. Well, I hope so. Let's see what happens. Travel is certainly one area where developers are very interested in developing for, because there's a lot left to be desired from the travel experience, both in getting to the airport and on the planes and getting off the planes. We did a very interesting, just as an aside, Karen, hackathon with American Airlines last year, which focused on specifically on the flight experience. And it was a very interesting format where prototypes were actually demoed on a commercial flight from New York City to San Francisco. So maybe we'll do something similar this year.
What an exciting project. Well, thanks, Mario, for giving us the benefit of your time and the background on the Masters of Code Hackathon, which will start this week and run the entire year. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Karen. Thanks for your time.